Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And as a reminder, this month is almost done. If you can fill out the listener survey, it would be deeply appreciated. Go to otrwesterns.com/survey. It takes about 5 minutes, and it helps me know who my audience is. Now, let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is October 27th, 1953, and the title is Frontier Justice. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Frontier Justice. By virtue of being hastily appointed or elected to cope with rising lawlessness in the Old West, many judges were misfits, and some of their decisions were startling, to say the least. But none more startling than those handed down by His Honor, Mal Blaze of Thompson County. Our story opens in the town of Thompson. Sim Condon is just entering the bank of which he is president. The time? About 9 a.m.
Morning, George. Got the bank open for business, I see.
Sure, Mr. Condon. Always open up early. Didn't get much sleep last night, did you?
Who says I didn't?
Sheriff. He was just in here. Said he heard that poker game lasted most of daylight. Said you lost heavy again, too.
Sheriff ought to mind his own business. You had too, George. You're a cashier in this bank, and that's all that concerns you, understand?
Well, don't get sore, Mr. Condon. I was only going to say you'd ought to get more sleep.
Now, that's my business.
Sure, sure. There's another matter I better speak to you about.
What's that?
Well, the bank examiner will be coming in one of these days soon, and I've been looking over the books.
You have?
Well, you told me I could any time. You told me a long time ago. You said...
Never mind what I said. What about the books?
Well, near as I can make out, we got a shortage here of about $30,000.
You're crazy, George.
No, we have, honest. We better report this right away to our board of directors, Mr.
Now, wait. Let me think. Has Rep Shannon been over here yet?
From the cafe?
Yeah.
No. He generally gets here about this time to deposit his receipts from last night's business.
Wait a minute. Here he comes. He's just coming out of the cafe. Nobody else on the street. It'll give me just about time.
Time for what, Mr. Condon?
George, I'm going to have to kill you right now.
But I...
I go out the back door and circle around and come in the front door. It ought to make it just about right.
Anybody in here? Hey! Anybody here? Gunpowder. I knew I heard a couple of shots. Great thunder. George. Oh, this is terrible. George.
Morning, Shannon. What's this?
I don't know, Mr. Condon. He just got here a minute ago and found George on the floor, shot and killed.
Who did it?
I don't know.
Funny you can't give more of an explanation than that, Shannon.
Oh, I tell you, I just got here. I'll go call the sheriff.
No, you'll stay right where you are. I'll call the sheriff myself. Looks bad for you, Shannon. Looks mighty bad. Bank robbery and murder.
Hey,
coming in, Judge.
About time. Recess is over. Court in session again. Shut up, you hombres. You're the foreman, Condon. What's the verdict?
No verdict, Judge.
What? Why, you've been out there for 10 minutes, ain't you?
It's not my fault. I told these people Shannon's guilty of murder and bank robbery, but some of them don't think so.
Of course he's guilty.
Now, you look at here, Judge Metzblade.
Order! Order in this here court.
Order nothing, and I'm going to say my say. In the first place, my husband's innocent. In the second place, you as judge ain't got any right to say he's guilty.
Shut up, you hombre. Shut up, I tell you.
What are we going to do now, Judge? Get another jury?
No, sir, we ain't, Sheriff. I got to get this case over with, because I got 8 horses to bring and ship east. You go out onto the street, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Bring in the first man you see, and we'll leave this to him. If this man we bring in says Shannon's guilty, we'll hang Shannon. If he says he ain't, we'll let him go free. Hustle now, Sheriff.
You can't do that, Malblaze. I'll tell you anything.
Look, Judge, that's not sensible.
That's the way it's going to be. Now, shut up. Shut up, I say. Doggone it, I never saw it.
Pancho, I think we ever been to this town of Thompson before, Cisco.
No, we have never been here, Pancho.
It's a funny town. Nobody in sight anywhere.
Perhaps we'll find someone in the cafe, amigo. Nearly noon and I'm hungry. I suppose there's no need of asking you if you are hungry.
Pancho not hungry, Cisco.
What?
Pancho, stop.
This is more like it. Hey, here's the cafe. Hold the hablo.
Pancho, here the people, Cisco.
See, they're in that building next door.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the courthouse, Chico.
You come a senor, Cisco.
Oh, he's the sheriff.
Come on with me, stranger.
Come on with you, where, Senor Sheriff?
Cisco and Pancho not do anything, Senor Sheriff.
Cisco and Pancho, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't expect to see you hombres around here. But no matter. Judge said I was to bring in the first man I saw into the courtroom, and you're the first I saw.
What for? Are we under arrest?
No. You got to settle a case. The jury can't agree. Come on.
This is very strange, but see, we will go with you. What is the nature of this case?
Bank robbery and murder. Personally, I don't figure Rep Shannon's guilty. But then my opinion don't count for much. Here's your man, Judge.
Oh, Shin-Sha-Shin. What's your name?
I'm called the Cisco Kid, Your Honor.
And Pancho is called Pancho, Your Honor.
Order here. Order.
Order, order.
I hear you're a pretty tough hombre yourself, Cisco. But right now, that's beside the point. This prisoner here is accused of holding up Sim Condon's bank and murdering the cashier. Now, what you think, Cisco? Is he guilty or ain't he?
Well, I cannot answer that question, Judge. I do not know the circumstances.
Don't make no difference. It's anybody's guess anyway. Now, what's yours?
Your Honor, in justice to the prisoner, I must refuse to answer you.
That's the stuff, Cisco. Shut up. My thunder, Cisco, I've a great mind to hold you in contempt of court.
You can do that if you wish, Judge, but to ask someone to pass judgment on a matter of life and death when he knows nothing of the circumstances is a crime in itself. Come, Pancho.
Si, si.
Sheriff! Sheriff! When this court's adjourned, arrest them fellas. I'll deal with them tomorrow morning. Now listen. Listen to me. Tomorrow morning, if this jury ain't reached a verdict, I'll pass sentence on Rep Shannon myself. And I figure we'll hang him. Court's adjourned.
Gracias, senora.
Gracias, senor.
We grieve for you in your trouble.
It's awful, ain't it? It's terrible.
Senora, you have told us the facts of your husband's arrest as you know them. But who was the first one into the bank after your husband got there?
Sim Condon. He's president of the bank.
What kind of an hombre is he?
I don't know. He's all right, I guess. I don't like him, though. Spends all his spare time gambling.
Oh? Does he win or lose?
Rep says he loses most all the time.
With whom does he play most of the time?
With a judge, they say, Mal Blaze. Oh, if you could only do something to help, Cisco. They say you help people.
We'll do all we can, senora.
Cisco do more than all he can, senor. Cisco find out who guilty. What you bet, huh?
Well, I hope so.
So the banker loses at poker to the judge. What kind of an hombre is this judge, senora? Is he in his right mind?
Well, yes, I guess so. He's awful impatient, though. He don't like any court case to take over half an hour.
Then he should not be the judge.
He's a sheriff. What does he want?
Cisco, he'd like the place to say this. The judge ordered me to arrest you.
On what charge, senor sheriff?
On contempt of court and refusing to give an opinion.
Santo Pancho, think that judge he eats some loco weed, no?
I begin to think you are right, Pancho. Senor Sheriff, I was well within my rights to refuse to give an opinion under the circumstances.
I know, Cisco, but Judge Blaze is a law around here. If you come to jail, I'll give you the best cell I got.
Why ain't my husband got the best cell you got?
He's got the next best, Bertle.
Gee, I had forgotten for the moment that your husband was in that jail, senora. Very well, Senor Sheriff. Pancho and I will go with you after we finish our dessert. Evening, Sheriff. Hey, what's that Cisco kid doing around here?
Right now, he's in this jail. Been in here all afternoon.
Oh, well, it's a good place for him. As far as I'm concerned, Cisco ought to be run out of this town.
Cisco ain't so bad, Condon. Pretty good, hombre, I'd say. He's kind of interested in this murder case, too.
He is?
Yeah. Asked me a lot of questions while I was bringing him and the other one over here. Asked some questions about you.
Oh, what do you want to know?
Oh, this and that. You see, Condon, Cisco don't think Shannon's guilty, according to what I gather, and I don't think he is either.
Certainly he's guilty. There's no question about it.
All right, I ain't gonna argue. Get out of here now, Condon. I'm gonna lock up while I go home to supper.
Might be we'll have another sheriff in here come next election.
Might be we'll have another banker before long.
Only one thing for me to do. As soon as that sheriff leaves, I'll sneak around to the side of the jail and shoot down Shannon and Cisco and the fat one. Now that it is dark, Pancho, we will get out of this cell.
And how we get out, Cisco?
Oh, should be easy. The sheriff left us all our weapons.
Pancho never see a sheriff like this one.
Neither did I. Here, let me take your knife, Chico.
Here.
These are old-fashioned locks on these cell doors, and I think with the point of this knife, I can turn these locks just enough and open the cell door.
We could get out a long time before this, Cisco.
See, we could, but it was wiser to wait until dark.
Until dark.
Now, come, Pancho. We go to Senor Shannon's cell and talk with him.
Here, Chico.
Senor Shannon.
Yeah?
It's I, Cisco.
In Pancho.
Come to the door of your cell. I want to talk with you.
All right.
We are going to get you out of this jail, senor, and... Madre mia, someone is at the cell window. Back against the wall. Quick, senor.
Cisco! Cisco, senor, Shannon, fall down, boom!
Look out, Pancho. That hombre is going to shoot at us next.
Oh, Cisco, Cisco, where are you? Pancho, let's see you. Cisco, Cisco!
And once again, Cisco and Pancho are in imminent danger of losing their lives. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Frontier Justice. Arriving in a strange town, the Cisco Kid was summoned into court at the whim of Judge Mal Blaze to decide a murder case of which Cisco knew nothing. When he refused to give any decision, the judge ordered him and Pancho arrested. And Cisco, convinced that this murder needed investigation, agreed to go to jail. When darkness fell, he and Pancho got out of their cell and were approaching the cell of Rhett Shannon, the accused man, when shots were fired through the ground-level cell window above. Now...
Cisco! Cisco!
I'm all right, Pancho. That hombre's last bullet barely brushed my head, but for the moment it was like the kick of a mule. You all right, Senor Shannon?
Yeah. I'm flat back against the cell wall, Cisco. You can't get me here.
Bueno. That shooting was the final proof to me that you did not commit that murder. Pancho, is that hombre gone?
Here, Cisco. Poncho, hear him run away quick.
Very well, let me have your knife again.
Here, Cisco.
Gracias, Cisco. Must get you out of this jail at once, senor. Someone may come here to investigate those shots.
Yeah, but if I leave, they'll make me out guilty, Cisco.
If you do not leave, you are likely to be dead before morning.
There. I'm not wanting to be dead, senor. Better to leave and be alive, no?
Well, yeah.
I see. Now, come with us. Have you pressed to stay for the night, senor?
Well, I can go home.
No. That will not do. I will tell you, senor, for we have made our camp in the hills, how to get there.
All right, Cisco.
Poncho and I will ride out there early in the morning.
And what do we do here in the town, Cisco?
There is much to do.
Hmm?
First, I want to look for footprints or cartridge cases outside that cell window. Then I want to get into that bank.
Into the bank?
See? I want to get a look at the bank's account books. That look might prove a great deal.
Who is it?
It's me, Judge, Sim Condon.
Come on in, Jim. More poker tonight?
No. Better get your guns and come along with me, Judge.
Guns? What for?
The Cisco kid and that other sidewinder have broken jail.
What?
And they've broken Shannon out of jail, too.
They can't do a thing like that. Not in this town.
Well, they did it.
Well, sure thing, I'll get my guns out.
Better have the sheriff round up a posse, Judge, with orders to shoot to kill on sight.
Yeah, I guess maybe you're right, Jim. Shoot on sight. Yes, sir, that's what we'll do. Come on. Ain't any doubt in your mind but what Shannon's guilty, is it, Jim?
Not a bit. I hope there ain't in yours.
No, guess not. A lot of folks around here seem to think he ain't guilty, though, including the sheriff.
Never you mind what they think. I tell you that hombre's guilty, and the only thing to do... Say, wait, Judge.
Wait? What for?
Look, in the bank. There's a flicker of light.
Huh? Well, I don't see any light.
It's just gone out. Come on. There it is again. You see it?
Yeah, I do now.
Look, I'll go get the sheriff. You turn out some of the boys in the cafe.
Yeah.
We'll surround the bank.
That the bank book, Cisco?
See, this is just what I'm looking for, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Took a long time to find them, but we finally did. Mm. Now, come quickly. Let's get out the back door.
Pancho, where to? Pancho, not like to be in the bank at night. People think we robbed the bank, Cisco.
Yeah, they might think that. But our only reason for forcing entrance was to get these books, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a shortage in the bank's account, it may show up in here.
Oh.
It may help to prove Senor Shannon not guilty. And be careful when we leave this building.
Si.
Hey. Oh, Madre mia. I should not have lighted those matches in the bank. This way, Pancho, come on.
Hombres, over this way, too.
Si. They have us surrounded. Down, Pancho, down.
Here, Cisco. Oh, this is not good, Cisco.
No, it is not. Our only chance, amigo, is to call our horses and mount them on the run. Diablo!
Logo!
Here, Diablo, come on. Come on, Pancho.
Si, Cisco. You go too, Logo. But not go so fast, Pancho, not catch up with you.
Going up, Diablo.
Pancho, get you, Logo. Pancho, get you. Si.
Get away. Turn him down, boy. Turn him down.
Diablo. Yeah,
go, Logo. Go.
Open and in session.
Hey, Your Honor.
What is it, Sheriff?
There's no point in holding court as I see it. Got no prisoners to hold court over.
Yes, we have, too.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yes, you, Sheriff, for neglect of duty and letting them prisoners escape.
Now, look here, Judge.
Shut up, you blasted hombres, or we'll have more prisoners here. But, before we get around to you, Sheriff, I want to say this as judge of this court. Even though Rep Shannon ain't here, I'm going to pronounce sentence on him.
Now, you can't do that now, Blaze. I tell you, it ain't legal and it ain't right.
And I tell you that this is my court, and I'll do as I blame, please. So shut your confounded mouths and listen to my pronouncement. It's the judgment of this court that the erstwhile prisoner, Reb Shannon...
Come on, Judge.
Why, yeah. Mother, it's Cisco.
And Reb!
I'll grab him, Sheriff. Grab him.
I can't. I'm a prisoner.
No, you ain't. I take that back. Grab him.
Quieto. Quieto. Everybody. Quieto.
Come on, Senor Shannon. Pancho.
Si.
Senor Judge, I have some evidence in this case, and I ask that it be continued here and now.
It can't be continued. Now, you said you was going to sentence Shannon.
It would be just as well for you, Senor Condon, if the case were not continued.
Order!
But if His Honor wants justice in this court, justice built on proof, I have the proof.
You bet your boots I want justice done in this court, Cisco. And if you're trying to say I don't want justice done...
I'm saying only that I bring proof. And I ask for a few moments to establish that proof.
Cisco fix this court business, no?
Shut up, you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
See? Pancho, shut up.
Yeah, I'll give you 2 minutes, Cisco. But remember, you're still a prisoner.
Yeah. And what were you doing in my bank?
I am coming to that, Senor Condon. You accuse Senor Shannon of robbing your bank of $30,000 and killing your cashier. Is this true?
Yeah, that's right, but...
Un momento. What time did you get to the bank on the morning of the murder, Senor Condon?
At exactly 2 minutes past nine.
At exactly 2 minutes past nine. You are very specific, Senor. Most men are not so sure of the exact time. Senor Shannon, what time did you get to the bank?
Well, I don't know, Cisco. Maybe Myrtle remembers.
My husband left the cafe at exactly 1 minute past nine. And it couldn't have taken him more than 1 minute to walk to the bank.
Then, Senor Condon, you and Senor Shannon must have reached your bank about the same time.
Well, I say 2 minutes past nine. It might have been a couple of minutes later.
Oh, I see. But not more than a couple of minutes later, huh?
Yeah, just about that.
And in the space of 2 minutes, just where do you think Senor Shannon hid that $30,000 so it could not be found?
Right, get it to him, Cisco.
Order!
To continue. Pancho. Pancho, wake up.
Order! Sheriff! Hold that fat one there for $10 in contempt of court.
But, Judge, Pancho, not that...
Pancho, quieto.
Si, Cisco, quieto. But $10, I...
Quieto. I doubt very much that Senor Shannon could have hid that money quickly and got back into the bank to kill your cashier. And what about the attempt made last night on the life of Senor Shannon while he was in the jail and the empty .38 caliber cartridges I found outside his cell window?
Why, that's the caliber gun Condon carries.
Order!
Senor Condon, I have something that will interest you. The books of the bank. It is true I entered the bank last night in the interest of justice to get these books. I have been over them, and I find on this page where an attempt was made to account for the sum of $30,000. I understand, Senor Condon, that you had large poker debts to pay to someone.
Why, yeah, he did, Cisco, to me. I beat him all high.
Senor Condon, I am accusing you of the murder of the bank cashier.
Now you're talking, Cisco, that's right.
Shut up or I'll have the courtroom cleared. Jim, what you got to say to that charge?
What have I got to say? Yes, this, Judge. I'm getting Cisco right now.
Look out, Cisco!
Your aim is no good, hombre. Give me that gun. There. Take this, hombre, Sheriff.
I sure will, Cisco. With pleasure. I got it.
All right. I won't resist.
Order! Now, what about it, Jim? You guilty?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no sense denying it. I got George and try to pin it on the Sheriff.
Guess all I can do is pass sentence on you then. Well, I'll do it. But who in thunder am I going to play poker with from now on? Blast it all, Sheriff! Wake that fat one up and hold him for $10 more in contempt of court!
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Now we leave the town of Thompson for good.
Si, we leave it, amigo. We do.
Uh-huh.
It cost us nearly all of our money while we were there for contempt of court.
Yeah, that Judge Cisco, a regular bear.
See. That is just what he is, amigo.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I do not think the people will elect him again.
They better not. In fact, you think he's worse than a bear.
Oh, no, no. A bear is all right, Chico. He's a very good animal.
Not the bear Pancho meet last year.
What bear was that, Pancho?
Pancho wake up in the moonlight one night and there the biggest bear Pancho ever see.
Oh, is that so?
That's so.
What did you do?
Pancho get up quick and run for the nearest tree.
Oh, wait. Are you telling the truth about this, Pancho?
Oh, see, Cisco, Pancho always tell the truth.
Mm-hmm, very well. So, you were running for the nearest tree.
Uh-huh. See, Cisco, and the nearest limb on the tree, as high from the ground as that limb there.
But that limb is at least 20 feet off the ground.
See, Cisco, but Pancho make a big jump for that limb.
And I suppose you caught that limb, Pancho?
Well, no, Cisco. Pancho not catch the limb going up.
Well, that is better.
And Pancho catch the limb coming down.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Rate us on iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Until the next show, have a great day. And again, thanks for listening.